Trump sending Borders R. Tom home into Minnesota to review ICE operations. By Nick Gilbertson on January 26, 2026. President Donald Trump is sending Borders R. Tom home into Minnesota amid ongoing Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) operations, which are being met by far-left demonstrations. Trump made the announcement in a Truth Social post on Monday morning. "I am sending Tom home into Minnesota tonight. He has not been involved in that area, but knows and likes many of the people there. Tom is tough but fair, and will report directly to me," the president wrote. Separately, a major investigation is going on with respect to the massive $20 billion plus welfare fraud that has taken place in Minnesota, and is at least partially responsible for the violent organized protests going on in the streets, he added. Caroline Levitt noted. Tom Homan will be managing ICE operations on the ground in Minnesota to continue arresting the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens. In addition, Tom will coordinate with those leading investigations into the massive, widespread fraud that has resulted in billions of taxpayer dollars being stolen from law-abiding citizens in Minnesota. Trump also noted in his post that the Department of Justice and Congress are reviewing Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. Additionally, the DOJ and Congress are looking at Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who left Somalia with nothing, and is now reportedly worth more than $44 million, he wrote. The post comes after Trump's Sunday night post called on Governor Tim Walz, DMN, and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, DMN, among other Democrats, to enforce our nation's laws in coordination with the Trump administration. 1. Governor Walz and Mayor Frey should turn over all criminal illegal aliens that are currently incarcerated in their state prisons and jails to federal authorities, along with all illegal criminals with an active warrant or known criminal history, for immediate deportation. 2. State and local law enforcement must agree to turn over all illegal aliens arrested by local police. 3. Local police must assist federal law enforcement in apprehending and detaining illegal aliens who are wanted for crimes. 4. Democrat politicians must partner with the federal government to protect American citizens in the rapid removal of all criminal illegal aliens in our country. Some Democrats, in places like Memphis, Tennessee, or Washington, D.C., have done so, resulting in safer streets for all. Trump also urged Congress to pass a bill putting an end to sanctuary cities. "In addition, I am hereby calling on the United States Congress to immediately pass legislation to end sanctuary cities, which is the root cause of all of these problems," he said. "American cities should be safe sanctuaries for law-abiding American citizens only, not illegal alien criminals who broke our nation's laws," he continued. The president stressed that his requests are rooted in common sense. "The Trump administration is standing by and waiting for any Democrat to do the right thing and work with us on these important matters of making America safe like it is in all sections of our country where we are, together with local leadership, participating and involved," he concluded.